Up to a few months ago, it was hard for someone on Medicaid to find a dentist in the Brattleboro area. Reimbursement rates are low, and some dentists refuse to take Medicaid patients. But a new dental center has opened to address that problem. Here's more from VPR's Howard Wise Tisman.
The easiest thing is just to double-click on the tooth. And when you double-click on that tooth, it'll give you the history of the tooth.
It's training day at the new Windham County Dental Center, and three of the center's employees are huddled around a computer learning the electronic medical record system.
You can't move a treatment from one tooth to another. You just take it off of one and put it on the next one.
The office opened in late May, and the staff is still getting up to speed.
We've been very, very busy. We've been very busy.
Carmen Derby is director of United Way of Windham County, the group that helped open the center. United Way used to hold a free dental care day once a year for people on Medicaid or those without insurance. Dentists in the area volunteered their services, and Derby says there was always a lot more need than there was time to get people dental care.
The reality is that members in our community that have Medicaid could not find a dental home. And our data told us that we had about 5,000 people in Windham County that did not have a dental home. And we wanted to create a home for people to come.
Gianna Martucci is one of those people.
I feel like I tried a couple different dental offices and, you know, my insurance wasn't accepted. So it kind of just, if it wasn't, nobody was taking my insurance, they weren't taking new patients, so...
Martucci's on Medicaid, and she hasn't been to a dentist in 5 years. The last time she went, she had an emergency wisdom tooth extraction, which she had to pay for out of pocket, and she says the $800 maxed out her credit card. She heard about Windham County Dental Center on Facebook and was one of the first in to get a checkup and cleaning. And now she has another appointment set up to start working on some of the long-term dental issues she's been ignoring.
I'm going back in September, and for the first time ever, I'm, like, excited to go to the dentist. So it's, you know, it's a big deal to be able to smile again.
A few big grants will help the center operate for 3 years, and organizers hope the model is sustainable. Brattleboro Memorial Hospital is partnering with United Way and provides the office and a staff dentist. Other staffers volunteer their time. Robin Miller is the oral health director at the Vermont Health Department, and she said the connection between the hospital and the dental office is vital.
The two systems of care, the medical and dental health care systems, are very much separated. So I think oral health is really gaining recognition as an important part of overall health.
Good oral health can be an important component in getting a job and feeling comfortable out in the world. And Miller says people with low incomes have many more barriers in making sure they get regular dental care.
When it comes to oral health care in Vermont, the higher your socioeconomic status is, the better off you are in terms of access to dental care. And for a lot of people, reliable transportation is an issue. Time off from work to get to an appointment is an issue. Length of distance to a provider is an issue. So all these other things come into play.
Miller said before the clinic opened, Windham County had been a black hole in the overall push to get dental care to the state's low-income residents. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Brattleboro.